Hare Krishna. Unsolicited distraction may be unavoidable, but intentional inattention isn't. Whenever we want to do anything important, we need to concentrate, whether it is studying, whether it is working, whether it is practicing mantra meditation, we need to concentrate. And in the process of concentration, there will be distractions. So now, we live in a world where we can't always control the circumstances around us. So there may be unsolicited distractions. So for example, somebody may come and talk with us, or you know, suddenly somebody may pass by somewhere, or so many things can happen which we did not solicit them. They just happened. And they will, to some extent, consume our consciousness. Somebody does something, somebody talks something, somebody approaches us, and we will think about it. And this may cause some distraction. So, sometimes when we are trying to focus, say we are trying to focus on the names of Krishna, and such, we are trying to concentrate, and suddenly such unsolicited distraction comes, and we think that, I just can't concentrate. And we give up trying to concentrate. And then we let our mind wander anywhere and everywhere, and in fact, after some time, when we stop trying to focus the mind, then we start ourselves looking for distractions. So, we may be nominally doing our meditation, but internally, we are actually not at all connected. We are just seeking some distraction so that we can just pass off the time and finish our prescribed quota of time or quantity for meditation. Now this unsolicited distraction is unavoidable, but very different from it is intentional inattention. Intentional inattention means we are knowingly, intentionally seeking something which will catch our attention and which will make us inattentive to what we are meant to focus on. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in 6.26, yato yato nischalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyaitad atmanyem vasham nayed. He says, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, the mind is by nature manaschanchalam asthiram, it is restless, asthiram tatastato niyamyaitad, bring it back under the control of the self, atmanyem vasham nayed. So, Krishna is telling us that we should never become intentionally inattentive. Rather, if there is unsolicited distraction that comes, the mind goes off, we bring it back. And by this effort, what will happen? He says in the next verse that we will become purified. Prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham yunjanevam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmasha sukhena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukham ashnute. Just says the mind will become calm, become peaceful, and will experience spiritual reality, will experience supreme spiritual happiness that comes by connecting with the spiritual reality. Sukhena brahma samsparsham. So by the conscious effort to concentrate, to get the mind back whenever it gets distracted, back to focus, what will happen is, we will become purified. Upaiti shanta rajasam, akalmasham. And when we will become purified, then we will become supremely satisfied. So rather than getting distracted because of whatever unsolicited distractions come up, we can know that Krishna is observing our effort. Even if we don't succeed, the effort itself will purify us. And as long if we give up the effort and become intentionally inattentive, then nothing can purify us, nothing can help us. But as long as we are making the effort, trying to be attentive, even if something is distracting us, that trying itself will purify us. And it just by the trying, we are progressing towards the supreme satisfaction. So, we can't avoid unsolicited distractions, but we can and should avoid inattentive attention. By avoiding intentional inattention, by choosing to become consciously attentive, we can please Krishna and we can progress. No matter how many distractions come unsolicited, we can move undistracted towards Krishna by our steady intention. Thank you. Hare Krishna.